Turning Texas into a battleground state. That's what Democrats want. The group Battleground Texas is crafting a new initiative to identify and mobilize voters in Texas, a state that is changing fast. And joining us live now to talk about it, Alex Burns, national political reporter for Politico. Hey, Alex.
Hey, thank you for having me.
So how do Democrats plan to turn Texas from red to blue?
Well, the first thing they have to do is catch a couple lucky breaks. As you say, this is still a conservative state, even though it's changing quickly. So what they're trying to do is set up this group called Battleground Texas that will focus on trying to mobilize, turn out, register voters who they think ought to be Democrats but aren't participating at a high enough level to help the party. So particularly Hispanic voters, Latino voters, folks who are new members of the Texas electorate.
What makes Democrats so sure that Texas can become a battleground state, and why is it so important?
Well, if you look at the results of the 2010 census, white voters are now only 45% of the Texas electorate. Latino voters are 38%. If in most states, if you saw those numbers, you would say this must be a Democratic state. But Texas, for a number of reasons, just related to history and campaign finance and the way legislative districts are drawn, remains a deeply, deeply Republican state at every level of government. So, you know, from the perspective of Democrats, there's an opportunity here to try and bring the politics of the state a little bit closer to what the demographics look like on paper.
Is there a feeling or opinion about Texas that the voters that you mentioned before, Latinos and African Americans, are they not going to the polls or are they underrepresented?
Well, they're certainly not going to the polls at the level that they're represented in the population at large. Barack Obama only got 41% of the vote in the state last November. That's pretty surprising when you look at just the racial and demographic makeup of Texas. You know, if not all, because these voters are not showing up, part of it is because Republicans have done a really superior job of campaigning in the state, and Republicans in Texas are a couple years ahead of the National Republican Party in terms of reaching out to non-white voters because they can see these demographic trends just as easily as the Democrats can.
Well, what are Republicans saying, if anything, about this grassroots effort to make Texas a battleground state?
Well, their view is kind of we'll believe it when we see it, and that's totally a fair perspective here. This group, Battleground Texas, which was started, Politico reported this week, started by Barack Obama's former national field director, Jeremy Byrd. That group has only been legally in existence for about 2 weeks now. So, you know, Republicans will kind of the burden of proof is on the folks who think that Texas may turn blue. But look, over the long term, we've heard a lot from national Republicans and Republicans in states like Texas or Nevada, Arizona, New Mexico about how the party simply has to start reaching out to a broader range of voters because the country is changing fast and is going to look more like Texas than like a traditionally, you know, deeply Republican state like, say, Oklahoma.
And really quickly, Alex, how soon are Democrats expecting this change from red to blue to happen, the next presidential election?
Well, they think there's an opportunity maybe in 2014 in the governor's race because Rick Perry is so weak. But, you know, more realistically, more sort of pessimistic Democrats, let's say, think that 2018-2020 is a more reasonable timeline.
All right. Thank you so much, Alex.
Thank you.
Alex Burns, national political reporter for Politico.